Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Welcome to Wednesday, May 21. Open your hand for prayers and be responding with Amen. I receive it. God's mercy and glory shall show up for you today. Things that were difficult for you before shall become easy. I am hearing. Pray for wives, especially those whose husbands are under satanic spell. There are evil arrows, demonic forces, monitoring and working on many husbands that they start misbehaving. They no longer love their wives at home. They are carried away by strange women, diabolical powers manipulating them. God said, pray for them. Now, if that is you, all wives concerned, I'm sure you know. Let's do this. Get the photograph of your husband, if you have any there, or his cap, his belt, his pair of shoes, or any of his wares. We're going to use it as a point of contact for these warfare prayers. It is a battle. You have a real challenge. There is fire on the mountain. Please, don't let him be there and do it when he's not there. Lock your door, because this is a warfare. Put those things on the floor, the carpet, kneel down on them and call his name. Say so, 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 and so. Yes, his full name. Say, I take you back from the stronghold of the enemy in Jesus' name. I break the spell, the seductive power over you is hereby destroyed. Be set free, spirit, soul, and body. May the veil covering you up now, tear by fire. Call his name again and say, become your normal self. Return back to me and the children in Jesus' name. That's right. Pray some more in the spirit with tongues if you can and your understanding. Do this for 7 days. Fast each day till when you are able to break. Anoint the pictures and the clothing every day and speak. Put battle seat behind it. All wise. Whether your husband is loving, caring, responsible or not, pray for them always. There are forces always out to derail men and take them off the stage before their time. So stand in the gap for your husband and pray warfare prayers. Anoint his photographs, anoint his thing all the time. Don't let the evil power, strange women, untimely death take away your husband. Ask widows what they are going through. May that never be your portion. Oh yes, stand in the gap for your husband from time to time. May 21 celebrant. Your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Be lifted. Oh, you will mark this date yearly in good spirit, exciting spirit, in prosperity and in power. Say amen. Right? Let's listen to today's teachings and be applying the truth to our life. First issue today. Good morning, my daddy in the Lord. I'm a civil servant. I have a few more years to retire. I'm interested in exporting business. Can anyone on this platform guide me through? Thank you, sir. Wow. May God bless you. Now, my advice for civil servant is that long before your retirement, please, along your passion, learn a trade and have a mentor to take you through. It is also advisable that you start the business outfit before you eventually retire. So, over to you. Anyone on this line of business, please get in touch with us. We'll do our background check and connect you together. Next, good morning, Daddy Femi Emmanuel and my wonderful family. This is my advice for our sister who has had 8 miscarriages. Let her go to a good hospital, believing God for another pregnancy. Once it is 1 month pregnant, they should stitch her so that there will not be any leakage. May God see her through in Jesus' name. Wow, I'm sure they are listening. Next, let me read these two together. They are similar. Good morning, our amiable Father in the Lord. I listened to a man of God speak on divorce. He said divorce is not a sin. But my Bible tells me that God hates divorce. Sir, please throw more light on this. Another person, still on the same subject, wrote. He said, good afternoon, my dear daddy. More grace and more wisdom. My question, where in the Bible that says if a man or a woman divorce and remarried, they have committed adultery, that as long as both of them are living, Even though they have divorced, they should not remarry. It is urgent, sir. Please treat it. Wow. Divorce and remarriage. This is a controversial issue. Different churches have different opinions and teachings around it. But the good thing is this. It is not a fundamental issue or doctrine. Fundamental doctrines are such as Jesus is the Lord. Salvation is by his name. There is heaven, there is hell. Jesus is coming back again. Those are fundamental teachings. Now, the scripture you are referring to is in Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32. Please read it on your own. It will be too long to read here. It will take our time. My understanding is this. This was Jesus' teaching within the cultural and the traditional setting of the Jews of his days. We need to understand the context in which certain Bible scriptures, especially the Old Testament, even the New Testament, were written. Then juxtapose them on the reality of today. It is like the issue of should women be pastors or preachers in the church? The Bible says they should keep quiet and ask their husband. Then compare the illiterate women, uncultured women of those days. Compare them with the women of today that are literate, that are educated, exposed, and versatile. Or the controversy around should women wear what is men and should men wear what is women. In Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, it says, women shall not wear that which pertaineth to men, and men shall not wear that which pertaineth to women. And it goes on and on. Please, people forget that the Bible was written within the context of a culture. Christians, and we don't have to be Jews to become Christian. Even today's Jews, they have moved on. Many of those practices, they don't observe anymore. So, what is the assumptota of what I've been saying? Matthew chapter 5, verses 31 and 32 was Jesus' teaching to correct that evil practice of throwing wives away anyhow in their culture. I don't want to refer to Islam, but that practice is still prevalent in Islam today. They marry, divorce, marry again, divorce, marry again. That was the practice then. Yes, God hates divorce. Divorce is not God's will. However, the reality is that most marriages did not follow God's template. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16, violated. Unequal yoke all over. Most of what we call marriages today have no parental blessings. The two people are so different. They are like oil and water that never mix. No way. They either separate or kill one another. No, today's no knowledge for them, no mentoring, no teaching as we have it today. My take is that instead of the two, I would not advise any woman to stay in a toxic marriage. She may be killed. Now, divorce is not the will of God. But when the foundation is faulty, the building cannot stand. My take is that instead of killing and traumatizing themselves, husband and wife that have mismarried should please go their different ways and live their own life. Good enough, we don't get married in heaven, and wedding certificate will not be the passport to enter heaven. Someone may have a different opinion. No problem. I've already said it's a controversial subject. Well, we continue from here tomorrow. Today is the weekly prayer mountain service in Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., and they always have it. Please be there today, and you will be blessed. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo, two services as usual. Please be there. The second No More Delay service this year, we hold on Thursday, June 12th. June 12th is a public holiday. Put it down. I will still let you know. Please be there. Have you joined our Telegram channel? Also, our TPJ WhatsApp channel that I've been asking us to join? Please do so. We want everyone to get involved. Join the Telegram channel and the TPGF WhatsApp channel. I pray for everyone today. The power and the glory of God will be strong on you. The grace of God will work for you. Favor will back you up everywhere you go. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.